To them, they were concerned about the constitutionality of states minting their own coins, which is
I don't think that was it. I think that's bullshit, but okay.
well, that
Yeah,
we went back and forth a few times,
all of a
and
sudden there's such, constitutional Haredi Orthodox Jews, and they're so concerned about the halacha of the Constitution of minting your own coins that they just made all of this whole thing totally non-applicable, and the taxes magically go back up because, oh, they're such purists.
actually attached the Constitutional Money Act to a omnibus financial bill that the governor and most of leadership wanted. So we were able to sneak it in the Senate, and we got it passed, and I'm waiting for a phone call to head over to Missouri to be part of the signing of the bill.
So you're saying you pork barreled liberty on a bunch of garbage.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey guys, Raf here from the Endgame Investor, and I've got Daniel Diaz on the line today. He is Executive Director of Citizens for Sound Money. He contacted me when he saw a previous video that I put up on the Ron DeSantis legislation to make gold and silver legal tender or something along those lines. I forget exactly what the details were. And I explained that though this wouldn't really cause gold and silver to start circulating as money in Florida, I thought that it was a very good sign to encourage gold and silver saving and hoarding in Florida, since hopefully it would get rid of the sales tax. And whatever I am mistaken about regarding all those details, Daniel will correct me and he will tell me because he was involved in getting this legislation passed. So, Daniel, what's up? Tell us all about this law. Does it mean anything? Is it just symbolic or is there something practical here?
No, well, thank you for having me on, Rafi. Yeah, I am the executive director of Citizens for Sound Money, and we have been pushing, we call it the Sound Money Act. Every state has a different name. Like Missouri got it passed, and we work there. They call it the Constitutional Money Act, the Transactional Gold Act in Texas. So it's basically gold and silver's legal tender, and then making it functional for the 21st century. So it's a lot more than symbolic, especially Florida, Texas, Missouri. In Arkansas. Arkansas made gold and silver legal tender 2 years ago, but they passed an electronic transfer system within the state to allow the transfer of gold and silver and legal tender. So what did the Florida legislation do? What we were able to get was making gold and silver legal tender, and I'll touch on the specifics on that in a minute. And we also set up a regulatory framework for asset-backed digital currency or electronic companies that use databases to transfer ownership rights of gold and silver, like Glint, and asset-backed digital currency companies like Kinesis. And what we were able to do was when we were meeting with the Senate staff, we submitted a bill. It was 3 pages initially. It was SB 132 and HB 999. We drafted that legislation. We submitted it. We had partners. We didn't do it alone. I mean, the reason we were able to get this passed across the country, in a total of 11 states, is because of all the organizations involved in pushing sound money legislation, getting rid of taxes that would decrease the friction of using sound money in day-to-day transactions. And this regulatory framework in Florida, what we were able to do was when you're lobbying and working in government, it's normally you're working with staffers. You got the bill sponsors who are the elected officials, and then you have Senate staff and committees and their chief of staffs and policy directors. So we were working with the policy directors, the chief of staff, and the Senate staff from the committees to draft this legislation. And we started meeting with them in October of 2023. We didn't get it through in Florida because the Senate president at the time wouldn't allow us to get a hearing. And the Speaker of the House was willing to skip two committees to get it through then the House in Florida in 2023, 2024. But the Senate president wouldn't give us a hearing. So that was dead last year. But what we were able to do was lay the groundwork for this past year,
Who
which was
is the Senate president? Democrat, Republican? Like, what's the deal?
Republican. Her name is Senator Kathleen Passidomo. She is still there because she got elected on a census year. So instead of just 8 years, she gets an additional 2 years. So she's there for one more year. So she, when we walked into her office, she's like, "Well, why use gold and silver? It fluctuates." I'm like, "Yeah, but on the long term, gold and silver keeps up with inflation." And she just did not like the bill. She did not even give us an opportunity. We stripped it. Last year, we had a 17-page omnibus bill with the entire, basically what we passed this year. But because she thought it was too complicated, we stripped it down just to legal tender. And even then, just making gold and silver legal tender, Senator Pasadena didn't pass it. So we just, what we did was we educated over 100 legislators and the government officials in the financial Office of Financial Regulations, Department of Financial Services, laying the groundwork for this year. This year, we came with a 3-page bill, just making gold and silver legal tender and electronic currency transactions part of that system.
Could
But
just do
then,
like a 3-word bill. Gold is money.
yeah, pretty
So
much.
declares the Senate of the state of Florida or whatever it is, you know.
Right. And what's funny is we came back with a 3-page bill, and we did something because what we learned last year when we were lobbying across the country was when you have an omnibus bill, it's easy to kill it. And what the Missouri Freedom Initiative with Patrick Holland did with his Constitutional Money Act, because this is the 3rd year for them. What he did was he separated the bill and gave it to 5 sponsors that gave it the highest success rate of getting through. And what Missouri was able to do in the first and second year was get it through the Senate and get it to the House floor, and it always died in the House. This year, we got it all the way through, but it was through a tactic in the Senate side because they weren't letting it go through. So Senator Moon actually attached the Constitutional Money Act to a omnibus financial bill that the governor and most of leadership wanted. So we were able to sneak it in the Senate, and we got it passed. And I'm waiting for a phone call to head over to Missouri to be part of the signing of the bill.
So you're saying you pork barreled liberty on a bunch of garbage.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fine.
That's how the system works, man. You got to take advantage of the strategies when it's there. And that's because we had 5 different versions in Missouri. So we did the same thing for sales tax. So we weren't sure if HB 999 and SB 132 were going to pass. So we wanted to get at least one win in Florida if we couldn't get legal tender.
Wait a
So
second,
we,
can I stop you for a second?
yeah.
What's the difference between legal tender and getting rid of sales tax? Isn't it the same thing?
No. In Florida, the statute, there's a statute that basically declares that there's an exemption on buying gold, silver, and platinum if you buy more than $500. Now, yes, technically, yes, if you make gold and silver legal tender within the bill, which is what we did, we got rid of any taxation, and we also defined gold and silver as money, not personal property for taxation purposes. So we, yeah, essentially, yes, but you have to define it in the law, because there's states that still have state capital gains and sales tax and so forth. You have to strip all the taxes. You can make it legal tender, but if you don't get rid of the taxation on gold and silver, and make sure that the state's revenue department treats it as legal tender and money, I mean, it all has to be in the positive law that's passed.
Okay,
So,
so basically I'm talking about I'm talking about something closer to logic, and you're talking something closer to legalistic politics, etc. But we're coming at the same thing.
right,
All right,
exactly. There's
okay.
the reality that gold and silver is money and shouldn't be taxed, like the dollar. Like when you take dollars out of the bank, you shouldn't be taxed for taking dollars out of the bank. Same thing when you convert Federal Reserve notes for real money, you shouldn't be taxed on it. But that has to be added into the law, and it needs to be repealed. That's why the Sound Money Defense League, that's their number one issue that they focus on. Legal tender is part of it, but their number one priority is getting rid of all capital gains and all sales taxes on gold and silver.
Okay, so is that the case now in Florida? Is capital gains tax off of gold and silver in Florida, and sales tax? So what does that mean? Does that encourage gold and silver companies to relocate to Florida because they don't have to pay sales tax on it?
So what it does, Florida's great. We don't have state income tax. We don't have state capital gains. We have no corporate tax. All we have is a sales tax. So the only barrier was getting rid of the $500 exemption. And the problem with the $500 exemption, it sounds low, but it's a regressive tax. People who don't, who are, there's a statistic that came out last year in the summer that 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck with not $1,000 to their name. So the majority of Americans, especially Floridians who are in that percentage, can't afford to put $500 or more, over $500 to buy gold and silver. So it was regressive. If you bought 1 ounce of silver or a few grams of gold, You it didn't make sense. It was penalizing those who couldn't afford it.
Right.
So we wanted to get rid of the sales tax. So the strategy we did was we created two bills, SB 134 and HB 6019. Those would repeal the current statute on sales tax. So while everybody was focused and we were spending most of our time on HB 999, leadership who looked to cut the budget and cut taxes this year saw those two bills as common sense because there's only five states in the country that charge sales tax and we're the only Republican state. They made that a priority, took it out of the normal bill process and stuck it in the budget. So they're meeting this week and next week. And the Senate president, his name is Ben Albritton. He texted us saying he's going to do everything he can to make sure that the repealer of sales tax stays in the budget. Same thing with the Speaker Danny Perez. So fingers crossed, that goes into effect July 1st. So if the budget passes with that provision in the House and the Senate version, starting July 1st, there'll be zero sales tax on gold and silver purchases and platinum.
Okay, so this doesn't apply to federal taxes, I'm sure.
No.
But so just so I understand what the difference is, in a state with sales tax on gold and silver, if you're from Florida and you buy gold and silver from out of state, do you pay the sales tax from the state you buy it in? You have to buy it within Florida? Like, how do you avoid this tax exactly?
So it's supposed to be where you're domiciled, right? So I think the Wayfair case basically made that argument that if you're buying online and you're in a state that charges sales tax, that company needs to charge it.
Okay,
So
so that means any company importing silver from any other state into Florida does not need to pay the sales tax,
no,
even if they have
well, they
sales
don't
tax in their
pay it.
state.
The individual pays it.
The end of
So
it, yeah.
I
Okay.
have to pay the sales tax. So if I bought from say JM Bullion or Atmex, and I bought less than $500, they would need to charge me a sales tax and then remit the taxes to the state of Florida.
Okay. So, meaning companies don't necessarily have to move to Florida in order to apply for this tax exemption. As long as
Correct.
they're selling to Floridians, they don't have to charge them sales taxes.
Correct. Once this gets passed, and HB 999 got rid of sales tax, but there was a snafu at the end of session where the drafters of the bill added a provision that effectively makes 95% of bullion not meeting the qualifications for legal tender. Essentially, right now, the law that was signed by Governor DeSantis says that gold coin and silver coin need to have a 995 purity for gold, 999 purity for silver. However, it can't have any designs or any other marks except for a mint mark, weight, and purity, which, if you know anything about gold and silver, almost every product has some type of design, whether it's a logo or some type of cross design or whatever for security reasons. And then last night in a meeting, it was brought up to me that the current law doesn't even allow serial numbers. So even bars might be in question on whether or not it's legal
So
tender.
this is just a trick then. It still applies to the sales tax.
No, not if the repealer gets passed. So
What do you mean
that's.
the repealer of that part of the law that you can't have serial numbers on your gold bars or they're not money?
No, the repealer bills that we planted, SB 132 and 6019 that were added to the budget. If they
Okay.
pass the budget this week or next week, starting July 1st, there won't be any sales tax, regardless of what HB 999 did. And the reason that provision was in there was because, and we asked the drafters of the bill. I mean, mind you, we spent weeks, dozens of hours working with these drafters and these attorneys, educating them, bringing them up to speed, bringing in experts, legal tender experts, and people in the industry, explaining how the industry works. And they came out of left field. We got 95% of what we wanted in the third to last iteration that they wrote. We saw that this provision came out of nowhere. It wasn't discussed with us. It wasn't discussed with any of the stakeholders. The drafters just added it. So I called and I asked what was the rationale for this? It was a lot worse than it is now. And they said they wanted to prevent say any person or governmental entity from minting their own coins or bars and stamping legal tender in Florida because
But okay.
well, that we went back and forth a few times,
Yeah, all of a
and
sudden there's such, constitutional Haredi Orthodox Jews, and they're so concerned about the halacha of the Constitution of minting your own coins that they just made all of this whole thing totally non-applicable, and the taxes magically go back up because, oh, they're such purists.
yeah, I think their intent was good. They just didn't understand that every product in the market has some type of mark other than the weight and purity. That was the original language. The original language was that it could only have the weight and purity, which means nothing could be legal tender. And we told them that. So we didn't have a lot of time. We had 48 hours to get this to the committee, which meant that we have to file the bill 48 hours prior to the committee hearing. So we really had like an hour or two after the final language came in. So we were able to they changed the bill after passing the House Appropriations Committee, and then it passed the House, came to the Senate, and then they drafted an amendment to the Senate bill. So HB 999 is actually the Senate bill that we work closely on. They replaced HB 99 because Economic War Room was working over there, and we were working much closer, and we educated the Senate staffers and drafters much more than the House. So the HB 999 is really SB 132 that was replaced. So we went from nothing being legal tender to some things being legal tender. But regardless, the law doesn't go into effect until July 1st of 2026. So we effectively have a year to change the law and get rid of that provision to allow everything to be legal tender. So there won't
Okay,
be any legal tender for gold and silver until next year. So we have time to change it.
so basically you're saying gold is not legal tender yet in Florida, but it has the potential to become legal tender in July 2026 if we're able to get this weird stamping provision out of the bill in time.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
And you want to hear something funny. The people that were lobbying in Texas, there was a lot of issues with the House bill. It went to the Senate, and the Senate completely amended the Texas bill. And they were hearing that Florida had like model legislation, which we do when it comes to the electronics regulatory framework. I mean, Florida is the standard for the rest of the country. But they looked at the legal tender verbiage and they took that provision out and added to Texas. So even Texas, hardly anything is legal tender. In fact, based on what was told to me yesterday, I would even argue nothing is legal tender because even the bars that only have the mint mark, weight, and purity have serial numbers, and serial numbers are not mentioned in the laws. So.
The real reason I think that they did this is because they don't want gold and silver to be legal tender because that will threaten the dollar in some way, not on a state level, but not really nationally because states don't print the dollar. But once you start the cultural revolution of recognizing gold and silver for what it is, which is money, and you acknowledge that even a little bit in legislation, even though you really shouldn't have to acknowledge it because the Constitution says that gold and silver are legal tender. So what does the state constitution have to do with that? It's just laws are just words on a paper that hopefully reflect a culture. So it's a cultural awakening they're trying to stop. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, I would say that if I didn't know the drafters. I mean, we started meeting with them in December, from December through May. So we know what their concerns were, and there was the same concerns brought up through the entire process. It was just at the last minute they added this provision without discussing it with us because they didn't know the industry. They don't deal with gold and silver. They don't understand the physical side of things. They were really trying to focus on the electronic side, which is what we pointed out with the regulatory framework. We essentially just told them, like, look, you don't have to. They were concerned about writing and the heavy lift of writing a new regulatory framework for this new system. So we pointed our legal tender expert, Larry Hilton, and his team looked through Florida statute, and we found that the regulations are already there, the electronically transfer dollars. So all we did was we told the attorneys, like, listen, the money services business and custodian statutes in Florida are perfect for this. All we got to do is amend it to ex allow gold and silver to be electronically transferred, and they'll allow custodians instead of just cash to allow them to hold gold and silver. So it was an easy fix. They didn't have to rewrite it. So that's why it went from 3 pages to 36 pages because we put a lot of the statutes that were in there because we have to put the total verbiage of the statute with the changes underlined. So that was the main thing they were focusing on how to draft that. And then the physical, I mean, it was great prior to this provision. I mean, 9995 gold, 999 silver. We try to get it down to 90%, but it's fine there, and that would still include a majority of bullion because most silver is pure 999 silver, and a lot of gold is 995. Not all of it, and U.S. minted coins doesn't count because it's already legal tender in the country. So this provision completely derailed the physical side, and I would even argue now, after the information that was brought up about serial numbers, that nothing is legal tender in Florida. So that is something we have to focus on and get rid of. And Florida has session starting January 15th, but they have committee weeks where they get together and they run through bills and other legislation early on to get ready for session. That starts, I think, in August or September. So in August, September, we're going to start going and talking about changing the law. So I think we'll prevail. I mean, I think with the amount of experts and the amount of media coverage that we're getting on this, you know, Andy Schechtman, I've talked about this on multiple channels, that this is a concern. So I think that we'll be able to change the law to make most bullion legal tender. But
And that sounds good. It sounds, look, even if you were to succeed and getting rid of the sales tax, yeah, that's important. I'm not sure that you have a whole year to do that before the dollar collapses. Maybe you do. But the end game is going to come, and sales taxes are going to be irrelevant anyway, because once there's hyperinflation, there's no tax collection either. So maybe you can get your law in before that happens. Maybe you can't. We'll see.
Yeah, at the press conference, the House sponsor Doug Banks and mentioned that he wants to get it done and passed by April 15th, which is the end of session. And Governor DeSantis agreed that he would sign it and fast forward it to April 15th. But the
April
reason
15th
why,
of 2026.
yeah, April 15th, 2026. And the reason why it's delayed is because the Office of Financial Regulations and Department of Financial Services have to promulgate the rules on what it means for gold and silver custodians and gold and silver money services businesses, and like when will they need to be audited and all that, all the finer details that aren't mentioned in the law. So I would say it's a huge step forward because what we have done is we've elevated gold and silver from a commodity or a barter transaction to the same level as Federal Reserve notes. Now, because of this provision, most of it will not be legal tender. But overall, it's a huge win. Most people don't know this finer detail. It's spreading like wildfire. I had a meeting with somebody in Ireland. They want to bring legal tender legislation. People reached out to me from Germany. People have reached out to me from across the country who want to bring sound money legislation. So it's sparking a sound money revolution.
Right. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. For me, the way I see it, it's not even that taxes will be repealed on gold and silver, which I think is important. I support and I think it's great, and we should all fight for that. But what this really is, politics and legislation is a way for the public to communicate, I guess, kind of even with itself. The fact that these are even being demanded, that these provisions are being demanded, or these laws are being demanded, that people actually care about something called legal tender, it means there's a consciousness of money that is reawakening, and that itself is encouraging, regardless of the actual situation on whether there's going to be taxes on the gold and silver or not. You want the consciousness, because it's the consciousness, or really it's the lack of consciousness of what money is, that keeps the dollar alive, and that's what we want to end.
Right, exactly. Well, it's the dollar, as I say in my speeches and interviews, the dollar is a theft mechanism. Fiat currency
Absolutely.
was created to steal the wealth of the people and to concentrate it with the wealthy and the banks and the government. I mean, it's what I say is when we're working, when we're thinking, when we're praying, we're exerting our economic energy, and where we focus that economic energy is where we store our treasure. If we're religious and we're focusing on heaven, we're storing our treasures in heaven. We're using our economic energy there. If we're working a job and we're working or running a business, we're putting it in the physical money. And then if we are thinkers or philosophers, we're creating and putting our economic energy into ideas that could change the world. So our movement is focused on the physical transfer of economic energy. And where do you want to put that? Do you want to put that economic energy in something that was created to steal your time? Because the number one asset we have is time. And when we exert our economic energy, time is money, money is time. And if you put it in fiat currency, not only are they stealing your wealth, they're stealing your time and you can never get more of it, right? Or do you put it in real money that does not, it can't be inflated. It takes economic energy to get out of the ground and produce, right? So there's even more value in gold and silver. And it has preserved purchasing power for millennia. An ounce of gold could buy you a toga during the Roman eras. In 1910, could buy you a top hat, tuxedo, pocket watch, shirt, shoes, chocolates, and flowers for your date. And today, the same thing. You can buy a top hat. Nobody wears top hats, but if you want to, you can buy a top hat, tuxedo, pocket watch, shirt, shoes, and chocolates and flowers for your date. Because
I'm
gold
gonna
and
start
silver
wearing
retains
top
purchasing power.
hats. I
I
will,
know. I started wearing a fedora. I don't have a top hat, but I wear a fedora now. I'm trying to
Oh, you wear
bring
a
hats
fedora.
back. Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's what sound money is. And so right now, 22% of the country has made gold and silver legal tender. 11 states so far have made
No,
gold and silver.
have they made it legal tender in a real way, like it's
Yes.
actual, not with the, no serial numbers on the bars?
That's only Texas and Florida. The
Okay.
other nine states, they're great. I would say Missouri has the best legislation. They make all bullion legal tender. They force the state to accept electronic gold and silver for the payments of taxes and debts, and they
Okay.
allow electronic transfer of gold and silver, and they treat it as legal tender. They didn't make electronic currency legal tender. They're treating it as legal tender for the payment of taxes and debts, which is a very nuanced position, because if they made electronic currency legal tender, that would be a bill credit and unconstitutional. So that verbiage that they will accept it as is very important in Missouri, and I would say they have the best law in the country.
Depends what the definition of as is.
Right, exactly.
All right.
So I mean, let me tell you, man, I've always believed that once we got to about 25 to 50% of the countries that have made gold and silver legal tender, that it would cr put enough pressure on the federal government to get rid of capital gains and elevate gold and silver back up to the category of money as Federal Reserve notes.
Okay, so the goal you're saying is to get as many states to pass these laws so that the federal government is under pressure just to accept gold and silver as legal tender itself. I don't even that. That would be a great accomplishment, but even that wouldn't start, I don't think, gold and silver circulating among the public because of Gresham's law. In order to get over Gresham's law, we have to hit the zero mark, I think. There's no other way out of it.
There's ways to reverse Gresham's law, and I would even argue that right now there is a sound money economy. Do you know what a gold back is? Have you ever seen a gold back?
Yeah, those dollar, yeah, those gold dollar. I think Keith Weiner showed me those. Yeah.
Yeah, so
That's one of his
Keith,
clients, I think.
yeah, they are. And what gold backs, there are over almost 3,000 businesses in the country right now that accept gold backs for payments of goods and services, hundreds in Florida. And then there's a company called Kinesis. Kinesis has a system where they share, crypto exchanges or any type of exchange, Fidelity, they have exchange fees for to trading. Well, instead of Kinesis keeping all those transaction fees, they pay back 57.5% of all the transaction fees to its customers. So if you hold gold and silver within their system, they pay you a yield every month. You don't pay vaulting fees. You use their debit card and you spend or you trade, you get like a cash back, but in gold. If you refer one person, you get a percentage of those transaction fees. So that system is encouraging people to not hoard their gold and silver because they earn more by spending their gold and silver, reversing Gresham's law.
I'm not sure I buy that, but okay. I've heard things like whenever someone tells me I can reverse an economic law, I'm like, I'll look. If you're
Well, I
interested in
mean,
if you're interested in Kinesis, I guess try it out. But to me, it sounds suspicious.
it's working. There are businesses that accept their POS system and they pay. Same thing with gold backs. There's eight businesses in town, and I pay for my kava, I pay for my coffee, I pay for goods and services with gold backs. And it just it, people are would rather put their economic energy. I'm 90, 95% allocated in gold and silver because I don't want my economic energy being stolen. It's actually keeping up with inflation and keeping up with the theft. That is what gold and silver does. By putting your economic energy in gold and silver, you're keeping up with the theft of the government and the central banks stealing it through printing and deficit spending. And I think people are realizing, and this is why for 54 years, really just say, let's say 50 years, the sound money movements is banging their head against the wall. But then you had the 2008 collapse, and in 2011 we had the first state make gold and silver legal tender. Then you had Wyoming make it in 2018. Then COVID happened. We had two states prior, and then after COVID we went from two states to now 11 states because the amount of quantitative easing, people are realizing that they're losing their shirt. Inflation is real. And if you use shadow stats versus real government CPI, shadow stats uses 1980 metric for CPI. Inflation's really about 10.5%, give or take, versus the 2.5 that they're saying. And if you look at, say, an Amazon purchase or a Walmart purchase 4 or 5 years ago and try to repurchase those goods, you're going to notice it's about 40 to 60% higher, which is in line with real inflation that Shadow Stats is reporting. So people are struggling. 78%, 4 out of 5 Americans are struggling paycheck to paycheck, and they don't know why. And this movement, these laws are giving them the option. We're not trying to destroy the Federal Reserve and their fiat system. We're
They'll
just
do that
trying.
to themselves. We don't need to. It's okay.
Exactly. We just want to create a parallel economy where people can preserve their purchasing power and start realizing that that is a better option than putting it in a mechanism that's built to steal their time and energy.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. I didn't know about that. The serial numbers make everything not kosher anymore. But I guess that's it.
I learned that yesterday.
Even you didn't know when you contacted me. Wow. Okay. Well, to hell with serial numbers. Let's all just like rub them off and of all the bars, and then we can start trading in gold and silver or something. I don't know. Maybe you can like just go into the warehouses and just start filing them off. Who knows?
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, well, and the problem here's the thing with serial numbers. Serial numbers are very important,
Oh,
especially
I know. Just
electronic transfer. You need a chain of custody, and that's the only way to really know where that bar is gone. So that's a major flaw that I didn't think of until yesterday when I had a meeting with some gold and silver guys in the industry. We were updating our industry members from C4SM. And one of them brought that up. I'm like, holy cow, I didn't even catch that, So that's a lot worse than I thought.
So, Daniel, do you want to close this off with anything that you want the audience to know, where to find you, what to go to? Links will be in the description, but anything you want to say?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are support the sound money movement and you support what we're doing, not just in our country, but across the world, I had a consultation with somebody in Ireland. We're helping people in Ireland try to start a sound money movement there. And you can go to our website and support us. We have a Pioneer membership, which is $25 a year. That goes all of it goes to our lobbying efforts and our mission to spread the use of sound money and protect people's rights to do so. You go to www.citizens, the number four, not FOR, citizens, the number four, soundmoney.org. And if you want to follow us on X, it's at the number four, sound money, for sound money. And if you join, you have 1 year membership, and if you donate $100 or more, we will send you a digital ounce of silver through Kinesis as a thank you.
$100. What's a digital ounce of silver?
So
Oh, digital ounce of
Kinesis,
silver. Oh, digital ounce of silver. Okay, I was thinking gold. Yeah, 100. Okay, that makes sense. Got it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Daniel. And hopefully, in July 2026, this gets passed, and we can have serial numbers, and that would be very cool.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, Rafi.
Okay, thanks.